Photographer James Mackay has met many Burmese who were once political prisoners. His new book is full of their pictures. Some, like opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, are well known globally. Others are not. Mackay says he chose to call his book Abaya, Burma's Fearlessness, because of the tenacity of former detainees, like journalist and opposition member U Win Tin.
He spent 20 years in prison, most of it in solitary confinement. He stood up for prisoners' rights when in prison, has always championed the cause of democracy and in particular political prisoners. And upon his release in late 2008, I had the privilege of meeting him in early 2009. Even upon his release, aged almost 80, you know, he was still defiant against this military regime and demanding democracy and human rights. And in particular, it's the issue of political prisoners itself that he has stood up for. And even now today, he still wears a blue shirt, which is the uniform that political prisoners wear inside prison.
I mean, what's fascinating is that they get out and they kind of want to get right back into activism and being dissidents. How do you account for their fearlessness?
I can't put my finger on what it is, but it's just supreme courage to be able to stand there on the streets and give a speech or whatever it was at that time, knowing that that is what is going to get you in trouble. And then you're arrested and you're tortured and interrogated and thrown in prison for maybe 20 years. And then you're released. And the first thing that you do is to go back to what got you in trouble in the first place. Almost defies logic. But when you've been faced, I suppose, with the brutality of this regime and the country is, you know, wrecked with poverty, it's an extremely dire situation in Burma, that without certain people taking that risk to stand up for what is right, for what we have every day of our lives, the country would disappear virtually under this military regime. So these people have taken this extremely brave action, and you can only just take your hat off to them and admire their courage.
I want to know a bit more about your concept for the photographs, James. I mean, these are images of former Burmese prisoners with their hands raised towards the camera. They're looking straight into the lens, and on their palms are names. What do these names signify? Are those their real names?
The idea was that I wanted to tell the story of the political prisoners, but I wanted to try and get a connection between those who had been jailed and those who are still jailed. So the people in the photographs that you see are the former political prisoners. Now, they may be living all around the world in exile or on refugee camps, perhaps on the Thai-Burma border, and some still inside Burma. Mm. The name written on the palm of their hand is a current political prisoner. Now, many of those names are perhaps their cellmates or even their family members or friends who they were jailed with at the time. And the pose that they're adopting is a Buddhist mudra. It's called the Abaya mudra, and it symbolizes fearlessness. So that provides a nice link, because that, after all, is what these political prisoners have shown throughout their lives.
Right. And we've got some of those photographs on our website, theworld.org. Now, you said, James, that over the past 6 months, the military has softened restrictions on the media and activists. Why do you think that is, and what evidence is there of that?
Since this time last year, when Aung San Suu Kyi was released, there's been a number of things that they've been, you know, cosmetic changes, you could call them. And one of them is this sort of slight, it is very slight relaxing of media laws and other laws in the country. Now, these aren't laws they're changing that are the basic rule of law in the country, as in the laws changing aren't going to stop people getting imprisoned every day. But a slight relaxing of the media laws is what perhaps people are seeing, whereby you can print photographs of Aung San Suu Kyi now in the paper, which was unheard of before. But the big thing, of course, they want is the sort of the undoing of sanctions. So they're playing a very cautious game, and the world has to be very aware of that. It's very much a sort of a give and take thing at the moment.
James Mackay, a photographer and activist, his new book documenting Burma's political prisoners is called Abaya, Burma's Fearlessness. There's a link on our website and some of his photographs from inside Burma at theworld.org. James, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much indeed.